Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first welcome those joining us here on the radio side of our program at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us on the East Coast through DCNowRadio.com, as well as those tuning in around the world through BlogTalkRadio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Today we have a real treat for all of you, especially our music lovers out there. He's been called the modern soul man by the New York Times. We have recording artist Kenny Lattimore joining us live to talk to us not only about his journey in music, but also, of course, his new single, Find a Way, in the album Back to Cool. He's here to talk about all of that and more and what he hopes you take away from it. Kenny, welcome to Conversations Live.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. This is fantastic.
Well, man, it's really a pleasure to be able to speak with you. You know, last Tuesday, Kenny, we played the new single, and the ladies were going crazy over this song. You know, it is amazing to me, and you have had this kind of career, and we'll begin the conversation there, where no matter when you come out with a song, it is instantly something that people gravitate to. What has that been like for you?
You know what? I really feel like my musical purpose has always been to speak to the hearts of women and to the minds of men. And it's been about my own personal journey, as well as I learn more about the differences between men and women, that, you know, the different ways that we approach communication, that we approach life. And at the same time, they're supposed to complement.
Right.
But sometimes we don't always understand as men how women think, what really touches them. So as I learn things and experience things, I try to put those things in music so that it does touch their heart. So I'm very excited and very happy that the women are getting it and that they're getting the sincerity and the authenticity of it, as well as my male listeners, who I think appreciate the fact that I don't make us look too crazy.
Right, right.
I think that I try to say things that come from the standpoint of men being strong and, you know, from that strength point in the relationship, as opposed to looking like we're weak trying to figure it out, although, you know, I guess to a degree we all are. But there's a strength in wanting to know information and understanding women.
Yeah. You know, you said something interesting, and my ears perked up when you mentioned musical purpose, because we talk a lot on this program, Kenny, about the power of knowing your purpose. You've known for quite some time that music was something you were supposed to do. Do you think that makes you feel even more responsible, not only with the gift, but also in how that gift is perceived?
Sure, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I think one of the more difficult things was knowing what my musical purpose was when it wasn't popular.
Yeah.
Now, love is always popular. Love is always in. But I think that because maybe, I mean, I've had to hear from other people the way I look or however my stage presence is, that there was a strong desire for me to be more sexual in the music. But knowing my musical purpose was to speak to the hearts of women was something that I just had to keep rolling with and be true to, and not allow anything to deter it.
Yeah.
And that has, for everyone, I guess it's a journey trying to figure out what that purpose is. But what's really wonderful is, as I've matured, I've been able to embrace it more, and I'm able to really speak about it with some understanding, because I don't think I quite understood why I felt the way I felt. But sometimes God just calls you to a purpose, and you stick with it.
We're going to talk a little bit more about your faith at the end of the program, Kenny, because it's obvious, even in the single Find a Way, you talk about, of course, this woman being something sent from above, being God's gift.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that's something that we sometimes, we misuse the gift of women. And I think that's one of the great things about you and what you said as an example, and we're going to come back to that. I want to welcome in our co-host, Gail Ambo, who's the host of Fashion Forward here on blogtalkradio.com. Gail, I think you have some questions for Kenny as well.
Yes, I do. How are you doing, Mr. Lattimore?
I'm fantastic. That's my word today, fantastic.
Okay, I'll take that and run with it.
Well, I do have a few questions for you, and I kind of come in on the fashion side of things, but I also have some other questions as well.
Oh, okay.
You know, we all notice whenever we see, you know, the bright lights on the stage, your look is just always so pulled together. You just, let me use your word, you just look so fantastic.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Hey.
So
I'll take it.
Is that your personal style, or do you actually have someone to help you with the presence that you have to help create, you know, when you're on the stage?
You know what? I actually do have some help. It is a combination of personal style and the genius, and I'm going to call him a genius because he had to teach me a lot about fashion to push me out on the edge, too, with color and everything. But his name is Joff Duran. And so if you see joffduran.com, GeoffDuran.com, what he's done is he has thought about the music with me, and we really sat down and we talked about what's classic and timeless. And everything that I do from the red carpet suits and tuxedos to even if I'm in my jeans and I'm a little more casual, what we try to do is always make things clean because I think there's been a study of my personality and my brand, so he was able to come in and enhance what I already was doing. So, you know, I guess years ago there was, you know, other stylists that have worked with me, but in the last 3 years, Joff Duran has really been the one to help to lead in that area of my brand.
Right, okay. And actually you can see how you have evolved over the last couple of years. And I just had a chance to view the official video for Find a Way, and that was the first thing I said. I was like, wow.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
Yes.
I think that, I guess everybody evolves, and if they allow themselves to be open to learn and take criticism well and everything, I do feel like I'm better than I was before. After studying some others and seeing the careers of some others that were even going alongside me, I think certain people were really ready to go out and they understood who they were in terms of performing, in terms of really translating, because all this music thing is a big platform of communication. And when I came into it, I knew that I had great ideas, or not great, but strong, rather, is the word, strong ideals about love, what love should be and all of that, and I knew the kinds of things I wanted to sing about. I wasn't sure how I wanted to translate them fully. So I didn't really talk about me personally. I didn't really embrace the entire platform, I don't think, where some artists have, and as a result, it's been rewarding for the fans. So I've had to get comfortable in some areas of my life. And as a result, as you live, I guess you get better, I hope.
Yes. I would say, yeah, that's a good way to say it. And look, you mentioned a couple of key things, and that is, number one, communication,
yes,
being comfortable and being open to someone else's direction.
Absolutely.
So they can help you translate what you are, the message that you're trying to convey.
Yes.
And it truly reads across in the videos, I must say.
I appreciate it. And I do realize that getting that comfort and being, you know, it's a vulnerability that we have to accept as artists in order to correctly or effectively give to our public. But I also had to make sure that I wasn't as self-indulgent. Because, you know, sometimes I had ideas about, oh, this is what I want to do. And it's like, okay, everything you want to do is not going to always translate either, you know.
Okay.
You have to stop for a minute and think about what, again, get back to your purpose. What is the purpose? Because the purpose can't be to fulfill myself. It has to be to give to others. So the question has been, you know, how do I give it to others, whatever my message is. So that's what I've been working on over the years.
Oh, fantastic. Now, and speaking of giving to others, what would you say is your greatest passion? Because that may be outside of you.
You know what? My greatest passion is mentoring. It is it's giving information. It always has been. But I think that as a mentor, you become very protective of information and you become protective of people. So the mentoring has been something I can do through my, newly formed KL Foundation, the Kenny Lattimore Foundation, really. There are three components. So we mentioned the mentoring, but it's also education and the art that I want to use to enhance the lives of young people. And I'm super, super passionate about that. It has been, it is just an awesome platform to have. And I've been out on tour with the UNCF doing speaking engagement. And I think that also has helped me. To be out with the UNCF has helped me to talk about freely the things that I'm passionate about. And the more that you speak about things, the clearer you become, even in articulating it and understanding your own self.
Right. So the KL Foundation is all about mentoring within the realm of music. Is that correct?
Well, no. The Kenny Lattimore Foundation is going to use mentoring, art, and education to enhance the lives of children. So what we're going to do is we're going to establish scholarships. My mother was an educator. She was a graduate of Howard University as well. She was very passionate about creative writing and things like that. And she was my person who established my career. I have one of the moms managing me, all that kind of stuff, but she's deceased. And I'm going to establish a scholarship in her name. In addition to that, I will continue to mentor myself. I will give grants to existing established reputable mentoring programs and also give towards the arts, because there are lots of kids out there that want opportunities to extend themselves to arts and allow playing instruments and singing to enhance their lives. But it seems that there's not a lot of money in our community going towards that in general. A lot of people are a lot of kids, rather, are getting the opportunity through church, which is phenomenal. But we also have noticed over the years that there are a lot of independent schools and other foundations that are coming up that are really teaching kids how music can enhance their lives. So we want to give to organizations like that as well.
Okay. Well, can you give us more information about your foundation in case our listeners want to?
Sure. If listeners want more information, you can go to KennyLattimore.com. We're putting up some information right now because we've been enhancing our site. But if you would like to email us with any ideas, if you want to identify any organizations that you're like, hey, this organization has been doing X, Y, and Z for so many years, and they need, funding, then as we're getting ourselves together, you would email us at klfoundation@kennylattimore.com.
All right. Gail, thank you so much for that. And, Kenny, I want you to stay with us. We're going to take a break here on the station side. When we come back, we're going to talk about this new album, Back to Cool, and also have you introduce the new single, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Again, you're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM through our friends on the East Coast through DCNowRadio.com and, of course, worldwide through BlogTalkRadio.com. Stay with us.
Cassandra, what's wrong with you?
I guess I'm still reeling after that crazy date.
I told you you're wasting your money on that dating service. What was that last one's name?
Richard.
Yeah, the one who asked for a loan after 2 weeks. And then there was Doug the crackhead.
Former crackhead.
Right, somebody put that crack pipe in his briefcase. Really, Cassandra?
In L. Rico Thomas's new novel, Married in the Nick of Nine, Cassandra Whitmore has it all. But what she really wants is a husband, and she wants to nab him before her 30th birthday. Her determination pays off when she meets Nick Hart. He is everything she could have hoped for. There's only one catch. He lives in New York. Cassandra falls in love and makes the move, but soon discovers there's something rotten in the Big Apple.
Here's what readers are saying about this summer's hottest new novel.
Married in the Nick of Nine was a fantastic book. Once I started reading it, I couldn't put it down.
Anybody who is a reader must get Married in the Nick of Nine.
It was amazing. I loved it. I would buy it again, and I'm definitely going to give it to my girlfriend.
Married in the Nick of Nine, available now on Amazon.com.
Visit Married in the Nick of Nine.
And we're back with Conversations Live, and our conversation with Kenny Lattimore. He is an individual who the women love, the guys want to be, for sure, and he's back with the new album, Back to Cool. And, Kenny, you definitely are smooth with this first single, Find a Way. Talk to us about the decision to make this the debut off the album.
Well, one, I'd like to say that I own the record company now. I started Sincere Soul Records this past year, which is a partnership with EMI Label Services and Capitol Records. And when I was putting the whole CD together, we did some research. We went out on the road and we asked people what was translating to them. And I thought about, it would be great to start out with this song saying, we need to find a way to to win the hearts of a woman as opposed to thinking we know, because a lot of times we don't know as men.
Right.
So another good conversation piece, I thought. And Carpenhagen's Ivan Barias out of Philadelphia came in, and they had this great song. Raheem Devon is on there, Brandon Hines, Antoine Harris. There's some great writers, and Leonard Stevens. And they put together a song that I absolutely love, and I felt, you know, I can say this song. I didn't write it. They did an awesome job writing it, but I felt like I can say this. This is from my brand authentically.
Yeah. And, you know, Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Kenny, what I thought was great, and you mentioned this at the beginning of the conversation, and that is that it's a song that women love. It's a song that men can say, especially
yes.
if they believe it.
Yes.
You know, if they believe they found that woman that really is that completion of themselves, that woman that they feel like, yes, you talk about the song being their Michelle, of course, comment, I guess, on the first family here. But, you know, I
yes,
think that is something beautiful and true that everyone wants. So since we have you here with us, why don't you go ahead and introduce the single for us?
Well, this is my first single from my Sincere Soul Records label. It's called Find a Way. Hope you enjoy it.
This ain't no game, no trophy win, no contest rules to box you in, girl. You're more than that to me. You're the Michelle to my dream. No rush, no stress, why worry, fear? Hot chill won't push, no pressure here. There's nothing wrong with waiting for something so amazing, girl. I gotta find. I'm listening. You got my full attention. Yeah. Your style, your grace, your elegance. You must have been made by His hand. A natural beauty. I'm hoping that you choose me.
Lattimore with find a way here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM through DCNowRadio.com and BlogTalkRadio.com. We're speaking with the man himself, Kenny Latimore, is here. That single is off of his album, Back to Cool. And, Kenny, I want to talk to you about this when it comes to the guys because, you know, sometimes we need those reminders that it's okay to treat a lady like a lady. Do you hope that by, you know, giving the message the way that you are in your music, not being preachy about it, but showing by example what is possible about how to treat a woman, do you hope that that's something people can look at and say, you know what, this is what I want to be like. I want to be able to treat a woman like Kenny Latimore talks about.
Wow, absolutely. And I'm hoping that it starts with the generation under us in a stronger way. Because maybe, you know, things have changed over the years. When I think about maybe 20 or 30 years before my birth, maybe things were a little different. Men, we didn't talk very much. We didn't communicate much about how we were feeling and all that. But it's interesting because I look at my son, and my son clearly articulates how he feels. And I love it because I'm like, wow, I don't know that I was that free. But I think that as we continue positive messages into our society, it will begin to affect the generations that are coming up, and maybe they will have an even better chance for healthy relationships.
You know, it's funny. One of the things that happened, Kenny, when we were promoting this, I had a woman who's a promoter here in Mississippi. Her name is Connie. Hello, Connie, if you're listening
hey,
to us here from Coming From Nothing Entertainment. And she said, tell him I love him.
And you know, Kenny,
one thing about you is that, you know, people love not only what you do, they love the way you do it. And what would you like to say to your fans that have been there for you throughout the year and really supported you as they are doing now with the new project?
You know, I would just like to say I appreciate you so much because even when I was trying to figure it out, you have been there. I've had a real consistent group of people who have just been like soldiers with me and believed that whatever I did, I would keep coming with a certain quality and a certain type of sound and music that would build somewhat of a legacy. Every artist, you want to build a legacy that is what, well, to me, that is reputable, that is respected, and that's what I wanted. And when I hear people say that, what I love is that my fans are tweeting at Kenny Latimore, and they're on my Facebook page and all that, and they're just showing me that they're still there, that support is there. It's been like 10 years since I have done a solo album of original material. And this new Back to Cool CD has no remix or anything on it. It's all original material. And the messages are still, you know, very strong. I think we've partnered with some great people. Kelly Price is on there. Layla Hathaway and I have a duet. It's just been an amazing journey putting this whole thing together. And my fans have just been there through even the process of making it. They've been waiting patiently because I've pushed the album back at least 3 times. But just making it right. You know, we've been in mixing and mastering, and I was like, oh, my gosh, we can put live strings here? Or, you know, and you, just to enhance every moment, sometimes it means just shifting dates and all that. But I just really am just praying that when it finally comes, it'll be worth the wait.
Yeah. Well, Back to Cool is the name of it. Of course, the single is available now. Find a way. Make sure you get it wherever you like to get your music. It is available on Amazon.com as well for our partners there at Amazon. KennyLatimore.com is the website to find out more information about Kenny. He also has his Facebook page, as you mentioned, as well as Twitter at Kenny Latimore. I want to finish the conversation, Kenny, where we began. Yes. And again, you really got me when you talked about that musical purpose. That did it for me. And you know what? There are some people out there, Kenny, who know that they're supposed to be doing more than what they're doing. They know their life is supposed to be more than what they're living. What advice would you give them about not only recognizing their purpose, but living up to it?
You know, I would have to say, I want to be honest, and I know that it's tough. It's really tough when the whole entire world is going in a particular direction, and you may feel like you're out there by yourself. But making good decisions, making decisions where you can sleep at night, making integral decisions where when you're able to walk out of your house, you know that you've done the right thing amongst all of the groups, whether you think that people are into you or not, or on board or not. It takes the consistency to send a message to everyone that you understand who you are, and it's better to be who you are and to be strong in that than to be something that is not authentic, that does not enhance someone else's life because it's not going to enhance your life.
Right.
It makes you unstable when you don't understand your purpose. You're not stable. But when you do understand your purpose, and it sometimes it takes a while to understand, and then, again, like I was saying, embrace where you're supposed to go. But there's a blessing in it. It really is a tremendous blessing in embracing your purpose.
I tell you, I totally agree, Kenny, and I think you're living proof of that. All you have to do is look at your journey and what you've been able to accomplish and how remaining true to yourself has really paid off, as we can see with the new single and the upcoming project. Again, Kenny Lattimore, get the single Find A Way. Make sure you are being able to request it wherever you listen to your music as well. And then, of course, the album Back to Cool. Make sure you stay in contact with him at KennyLattimore.com.
Yeah.
For more information about that. Kenny, again, man, it's been a real pleasure. Thank you so much for being on with us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And if I could say one more thing.
Sure,
that,
go ahead.
There's a quote. I know it comes from the Bible. It might be an interpretation of Scripture or an enhancement of the Scripture, but it talks about despising not the day of small beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that a lot to people who are trying to figure it out, too, because God delights when we start. We've got
right.
it. Sometimes we don't want to start because we want things to be perfect, or we think it's going to be this. Everything has to be lined up a certain way, and that hinders us from even beginning our course. But
mm-hmm.
even when you don't totally understand your purpose, sometimes as you begin to walk, as you begin to move in the things that you're passionate about, you'll discover your purpose there. So I wanted to leave that just for the listeners as well. And love you so much, and can't wait to see you guys on tour.
All right, man. Okay, well, we'll definitely be staying in contact with you, Kenny, at KennyLattimore.com, as well as through Facebook and Twitter at Kenny Lattimore, man. And again, continued success to you. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. Take care.
Hey, bye-bye. Thank you. Gail, we thank you as well for being with us. Make sure you stay in contact with Gail on her website at GailRayfordAmbo.com, and make sure you listen out for Fashion Forward right here on BlogTalkRadio.com. We're going to leave you on the radio side of the program with Find A Way here by Kenny Lattimore. Keep in mind, if you listen to us through DCNowRadio.com, we have an exclusive coming up here in just a few minutes with recording artist Tierra Marie. She's coming up at the top of the hour, so make sure that you do head over to DCNowRadio.com for that. We'll be back with more Conversations Live.
This ain't no game, no trophy win, no contest rules to box you in, girl. You're more than that to me. You're the Michelle to my tree. No rush, no stress, why worries, fear? Hot chill won't push, no pressure here. There's nothing wrong with waiting for something so amazing, girl. I gotta find you. I'm listening. You got my full attention. Yeah. Your style, your grace, your elegance. You must have been made by His hand. A natural beauty. I'm hoping that you choose me. I gotta find a way.